Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
Very scary. We're back, Arts and Seizures. All right, summertime fun, hot fun in the summertime. That's Mr. Mickey Finn. You're here, and it's the Rocket Train Orchestra. Mickey Finn, happy birthday!
Thank you.
It's your birthday today. How many centuries are we celebrating today? We're looking forward to our friends, Mr. Airplane Man. Can you dig it? And now coming right in the studio, I see them here. It's Mr. Airplane Man has landed. Pulling up on the tarmac. Come on in. Come on in. All right. Now it's a show. All right. All right. Church is out. Time to rock and roll. Here we go. Mr. Airplane Man and Arts and Seizures.
Thank you.
Mr. Airplane Man, live on Arts and Seizures. Special guest, Mickey Birthday Boy Finn on the B3.
Oh, yeah.
Very groovy. Can you dig it? So you guys have known each other since forever, Mr. Airplane Man, Margaret and Tara. You guys had a hairbrush band when you were little girls, right? What were you telling me, Tara? What was your big number?
We played Touch Me Babe on tennis rackets.
And that's how stars are born. Where did you guys grow up?
In Massachusetts. Okay. I lived out near Worcester, and Margaret lived in Newton.
Newton. That's where my old man's from, Newton.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he doesn't sing the blues. He never did. He didn't really cotton much to, you know. Black people. But there's no real delta in Newton, is there?
No.
His folks were pretty uptight Bostonian Jews trying to pass as WASPs. Well, that's its own kind of blues, I suppose. So how did you guys find it? How did you come to, you know, Fred McDowell all the way from Massachusetts?
Oh,
I thought you were going to ask, how did we meet?
Okay, how did you meet? That works
well,
for me.
Well, we met at Camp Wakila for Girls, which we just played at recently.
Where?
Camp Wakila. It's in New Hampshire, the White Mountains.
Oh, is that a detention center or correctional center of some sort?
You're blowing our image. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were the bad girls of camp. We were the outlaws of the camp.
But. Yeah, what kind of trouble did you get in?
Oh, well, you know.
All right, what's the worst trouble you ever got in?
You mean ever? Like,
ever.
Forever.
As itinerant blues.
Oh, we had a good one. We were driving down to Mississippi to a blues festival, and we had to miss the first. We had to call into our gig and miss it because we got arrested in New Jersey. For nothing, just for having some marijuana in the car. But it just made it seem really cool.
For nothing, just trafficking drugs. That's all. Yeah.
But it just made us probably seem really exciting.
New Jersey State Troopers are like fucking, I mean, they're the worst. I mean, goose-stepping motherfuckers. Later I'll tell you, I got a good story about my running with the New Jersey State Troopers in a bag of woman's clothing. But that's for another time. You know, because you guys got here all the way from Sunset Parks. Where are you guys coming from today?
Yes.
I think we should just stick to the music and let's keep it rolling.
Yes.
All right, so what's next?
Do Jesus?
Sure.
That would be in the key of heaven.
Oh,
for
D,
you.
Okay, D Jesus. Sharp. That I know.
D sharp. Good Lord.
I don't make it easy.
See, maybe it's a good thing I don't have the theremin because I don't know how to play D sharp on the theremin. I don't think this theremin comes with a D sharp. All right, one more time, Mr. Airplane Man.
Great crowd. Thank you.
He will come in a hurry, Lord.
Can you dig it, Mr. Airplane Man? Gonna get you right with God here on Arts and Seizures. Let's hear it for Mr. Airplane Man. That's Tara McManus, Margaret Garrett, and sit it in, Mickey Birthday Boy Finn on the big church organ.
I learned that song from Sister Shipman on the east side of Detroit. She was the organist at the Greater Rosa Sharon Church, which is a holy roller, like the Blues Brothers scene.
Oh,
they go to the,
cool.
One of those churches.
Wow.
She had this fantastic, I think it was a C3 in her living room on the east side of Detroit, and I would go to her house, and she was like a sort of reformed. All she ever said to me, she used to be a bad girl, and she played blues, apparently, in clubs when she was really young. And then she found Jesus and became a church organist, but she was just phenomenal and could play any. She would just, hey, just do this, you just do that. I'm like, what? Show me. And she'd show me. That was one of the first songs that she showed me how to play.
Wow.
But organists play it in G.
Well, you're amazing to do that transposing on the spot. It's sharp, of all things.
It sounds mighty. You guys sound mighty with the church organ on there.
Ry Cooter started doing that a lot. I've seen, like, version of his version of,
and there's
a sort of slower version. It's not the sort of,
I love that
the rave up that they do in church is more of a
there's
Delta
a real
kind of
hypnotic
thing.
Fred McDowell version too,
yeah, no,
with
sure
it, with his
is,
churches,
yeah,
with his wife and the congregation.
Yeah, that's the one that I like,
right,
from
that record's phenomenal.
That's one of my favorite records of,
yeah,
all time.
Yeah, yeah, well, I hear it in everything you do. That record. No, I love that.
It's
one.
It's like the only record I listen to.
Yeah, pretty much that's it for me too.
Yeah,
and Sun Ra live at the Ann Arbor Jazz Festival 1972.
Yeah,
I had a bass player friend that was just love the theme of that song. You just call him up. Just tell him what you want.
Oh,
just get on the phone.
Lordy, Lord, if only it were that easy.
Put him on speed dial.
That's right. Then I guess say, though, these are Coptic times we live in. Troubled times indeed, you know. Sometimes I pick up that phone and all I get is a dial tone. Sometimes I feel lucky to get just that.
He's not taking your calls
in these troubled times. Anyway, as ever, it has been the fastest half hour on the internet today. We got a few extra minutes, though. We're not gonna kick you out of here before you play at least one more song. And remind everybody who's listening that you're going to be playing tonight in Red Hook, Brooklyn. This is kind of the end of your fabulous East Coast tour.
Yeah. So yeah, we got that show in Brooklyn, and then we added a show in Boston next Friday, and then Providence.
Oh, so it's yeah, not, yeah. There's more to come. Boston.
Yeah, we
Providence,
just got these last minute spontaneous things. Boston and Providence. But this is, yeah. Thank you for having us.
Are you kidding?
Super cool.
Are you kidding? We will do
it. And it was so great to play with Edison Rocket Train. You guys were amazing.
Yeah,
so fun.
Nice. Just
that is sincere. Yes.
Yeah.
Edison sincere canned applause.
Yes.
Oh, look, there are new people at the awkward date table.
Oh, yeah.
This is good.
It's a heterosexual.
They're acknowledging our existence, though.
Yeah.
They just looked at us.
Well, they're happy. They're
She's way too cute
other.
For him, I think. This is going to be a problem.
Yeah. He doesn't look too bright.
Aw.
All right, I can't wait though to see you guys play an old fashioned Sunday night, pick it up as you go along gig at a record store.
Yes,
I'm so
I love
excited.
The store too. Have you been there? It's so awesome.
Yeah,
and the guy
yeah.
who owns it is, it's the funnest place to go shopping. He's like singing and dancing around the store. It's really great.
Well, we love it there. And again,
in a good way.
Pitch all of our friends in Red Hook, but especially our friend Aaron in Grindhouse. Maybe we'll go have burgers before the gig tonight.
I'm always up for food.
It's among the best. Margaret's looking. You know what Tara says when you're not around? Mm. She says you don't eat enough. You don't care enough about food when you're traveling.
Do I look like I'm hungry?
Anyway, Mr. Airplane Man, let's hear it one more time. We're going to come see you guys tonight for sure at the record store in Red Hook and maybe have a burger. And then see you guys in church. And I think I helped kickstart your new record. When's the new record coming?
Oh, I don't know. Soon. We're mixing it. And
this fall or spring.
All right.
Or winter.
Well, the secret of life is having something to look forward to. So.
Sometime in the future.
All right. What do you got? Last song, and then we're going to go have some pizza.
Why don't we do a Jessie Mae Hemphill song? Because
okay.
we love Jessie Mae. Yeah. We're going to shout it out to Jessie Mae. Black Hat Bone.
All right, here we go. Mr. Airplane Man, Arts and Seizures.
Woo!
Thank you, guys.
tried so hard.
Next week on Arts and Seizures.
Listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.